Mowgli. On a warm summer evening, a family of wolves are sleeping in their home. Their home is a cave in the hills. The father wolf awakes and stands up. He looks at the mother wolf and their four cubs. "We must go out and look for food," he says. Then he hears a familiar voice say, "Good luck." It is Tabaki, a jackal, who is always making trouble. "Shere Khan, the tiger, is coming here for food," says Tabaki. "Impossible. He must tell us first," says Father Wolf. "He is hunting men, not animals tonight," says Tabaki. "But the jungle law doesn't permit man killing. It only brings men with guns." Then they hear a noise very close to them. "It is a man cub," says Father Wolf. A baby is in front of them. He has no clothes. He walks to Mother Wolf. He is hungry. The Mother Wolf feeds the boy like her cubs. At that moment, Shere Khan's large head appears in the cave. "Give him to me," he demands. Shere Khan is a very big and scary tiger. But Father Wolf is not scared because the tiger is too big to enter the cave. "No, you can't have him. He is ours now," says Father Wolf. "I will raise him as my son," says Mother Wolf. "Go away, fish killer." This makes Shere Khan very angry. "That man cub will be mine one day, you thieves," he says, and leaves the cave. Father Wolf is very surprised. "Do you really want him as your own son?" he asks Mother Wolf. "Yes, let's keep him," Mother Wolf says. "I will call him Mowgli." Father Wolf is worried, but they decide to raise Mowgli as their own cub. Mowgli runs and plays with all the other cubs. He looks very happy. One day, there is a pack meeting at the meeting rock. Akela, a gray wolf, is the leader. He calls for all the wolf cubs to stand before him. Father Wolf pushes Mowgli in front of Akela. Then, somewhere in the trees, the wolves hear a growl. It is Shere Khan. "He is mine," he growls. Akela, unafraid, says, "Who will speak for this man cub? Except for his mother and father, I need two voices." Baloo, a brown bear, and Bagheera, a panther, enters the circle of wolves. "We will speak for him," they say. "It is very bad to kill a man cub," says Bagheera. "Also, a man cub cannot hurt you. He may even help you later." "I will also teach him all of the jungle laws," says Baloo. The other wolves agree. Akela is happy with the decision. "He will be able to help us later when he is a man. You must raise and teach him well," he says. So Mowgli becomes a member of the wolf pack. Father Wolf, Baloo, and Bagheera teach Mowgli everything he needs to know. Years pass and Mowgli grows into a strong boy. Baloo teaches him to speak in different jungle languages. But Mowgli likes to play instead of studying lessons. One day, Baloo hits Mowgli on the head when he isn't paying attention. This makes Mowgli unhappy. Bagheera talks to Baloo. He is just a young boy. Be kind to him. He will be safe only when he knows all the jungle words, says Baloo. Baloo continues the lesson. Say the jungle words to the hunting people. We are of the same blood, you and I, says Mowgli. Baloo praises him. Nothing will ever hurt you if you remember these lessons. You will understand me when you are an adult. My people will always be with me. I will live with them high in the trees, Mowgli says. Monkey people give me food, and they always play with me. This surprises Baloo very much. No, he says angrily. The monkey people have no laws. They are bad. You must stay away from them. After the lesson, Mowgli goes to sleep. Suddenly, he awakes and finds himself high in the trees. Tiny hands are carrying him away. They are the monkeys. Baloo and Bagheera shout out for the monkeys to stop, but the monkeys just laugh at them and take Mowgli away. Mowgli is very afraid. He looks into the sky and sees a kite. Mowgli calls the kite in bird language. Please tell Baloo and Bagheera where I am. We cannot catch the monkeys, says Baloo. Let's ask Kaa, the big python, for his help. He can find Mowgli easily. They find Kaa sleeping in the sun. He is a huge brown and yellow snake. They make some noise to wake him up. They want Kaa to help them. I'm starving, says Kaa. Let's go and find the man cub. At that time, the kite flies to them and says, the monkeys are taking the man cub to the lost city. He needs your help. We must go immediately, says Bagheera. You are faster than me, says Baloo. Go ahead first. I will catch up with you. It is getting dark, and there are clouds in the sky. Mowgli is not happy to be with the monkeys. I will try to escape when it is dark, he thinks. Bagheera and Kaa are now at the lost city. There are hundreds of monkeys, but there are only Bagheera and Kaa to help Mowgli. I will go to the west wall and attack them from up high, says Kaa. At that moment, Baloo enters the lost city. Bagheera and Baloo start fighting monkeys. But there are hundreds of monkeys around. They are not afraid of Bagheera and Baloo. Kaa comes slowly down from the west wall. He enters the circle of monkeys around them. Sss, Kaa speaks. Kaa's one word is enough to make the monkeys stop. They are all afraid of Kaa. Mowgli, where are you? Shouts Baloo. I am trapped in a room, and I can't get out, cries Mowgli. Kaa hears the voice coming from a wall. He hits the wall several times and makes a hole. Mowgli comes out through the hole. He runs to Baloo and Bagheera and hugs them. You must thank Kaa, says Baloo. Mowgli turns around and looks at the great snake. We are of the same blood, you and I, he says in snake language. Kaa is happy to hear that. You speak my language very well, he says to Mowgli. They all together return home. Shere Khan knows the leader of the wolf pack, Akela, is now very old. He tells the younger wolves that Mowgli must not live with them. Bagheera finds Mowgli and says, "Akela is very old. When a new leader comes, you must go to the village and get some red flower. That will protect you." Mowgli is very worried. He goes to the village and gets some fire. He takes it back to the jungle. That night, there is a meeting at the Meeting Rock. Mowgli goes there. Akela always sits high up on his rock, but tonight he is not. He is beside the rock. Now, a younger and stronger wolf will be able to take his place. Mowgli sits down in the circle with his pot of fire. Suddenly, he hears a familiar voice. It is Shere Khan. "There is no wolf on the rock to lead you. Shere Khan can be your leader," he says. The other wolves look at Akela. Akela starts to speak. "I am your leader for a long time, but now I am too old. The jungle law says you have the right to kill me." Shere Khan laughs at the old wolf. "You are just an old wolf. You will die soon. It is the man cub who must die. Give him to me." "He is our brother," Akela shouts. Some of the wolves are afraid of Shere Khan, but he is not a wolf. "He is a man," they say. Mowgli gets very angry hearing this. "I will never call you my brothers again," he says. "I choose my destiny. I have the red flower. I have my own power." Mowgli drops the fire pot and some spill on the ground. The other animals see the fire and become very afraid. Mowgli then hits Shere Khan on the head with a burning piece of wood. Shere Khan's fur is burned with the fire. He is angry, but he is very hurt. He goes away making a promise. "When I return, I will kill you." "I make a promise too," says Mowgli. "I will kill you if you ever come back to the jungle." Akela is very proud of Mowgli. "You are not a wolf, but you are the leader of the wolf pack now," he says. Mowgli becomes the leader of the wolf pack. They live happily together in the jungle.